Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this new birth where our lives are now hidden with you, Jesus, in the Father. And thank you, Jesus, for appearing, revealing yourself so that we can fulfill our roles, each and every one of us. And so we thank you for that as you work that in us to will and to do. The author of our faith, author and the perfecter of our faith. So we thank you. We thank you that being restored in you, we now have life and life in abundance as you promised. And we appreciate that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for complete, beautiful, wonderful work of bringing harmony and goodness into our lives for each other and to be blessings to this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Our readings this morning is just the one verse. It's Ephesians 5, verse 24.
In the same way the church is devoted to Christ, let the wives be devoted to their husbands in everything.
Hallelujah. So just here, you know, it's just, the church is devoted to Christ, so wives also then devoted to their husband. So the picture we're getting here is the church, the bride, that's each and every one of us, male and female, we the bride in this heavenly union, in this that God has made available for us. So it's wonderful to see, you know, that we weren't made to be in Adam because Adam is in disobedience and in sin. But in Christ, it's obedience and it's righteousness that brings about glory. And you can say brings about faith. And then in faith comes glory because the righteous live by faith. And Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. So it's wonderful we see here in this picture, this is how God predicted. This is God's idea. And just as God knows what each one of us needs, male and female, he knows the different needs that we have and also our strengths, what we can do. And this he brings about in our lives. But that the wonderful thing is we were predestined in Christ before the foundation, before anything happened. We are predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in him, in love. So that holy and blameless in love is what we are tapping to. And in tapping into it, the need of respect, the need of submission, the need of knowing that he has got everything. He's the name above all names. He has opened the door. He has prepared the place. And we are now invited into this beauty, and he promises to do everything in us. Amen. The word says in that God will work in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure, and that's why we must work out this which he's working in. So we submit to him. He's the potter, we the clay. He's the head, we the body. We the bride, he's the bridegroom. So that's such a beautiful picture that everything's been done and we just slotting in now and we enjoying the journey and drawing close, because it's in drawing close he's able to draw close to us and be the author and the perfecter of our faith, so that we can be what we are supposed to be for our wives, our husbands, our children, and for this world, the unique fragrance that we've been made a unique, to be a unique fragrance, to manifest a name that no one has seen or no one has heard. So we're unique, special, God's workmanship for good works out there. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. Amen.
Amen.